Hi, my name is Lisa Allen, and we're here to talk about burnout on this podcast, or more importantly, avoiding burnout. Are you overworked and underfueled? We're going to discuss three ways to avoid burnout. Don't let burnout burn you. Each year, I ask God to give me a word for the year or a theme, for instance. As I approached the end of 2014, I knew that one of the topics I'd been asked to speak on several times in the upcoming year was burnout, or again, avoiding burnout. As I pondered, more specifically, avoiding burnout, what would be the opposite of burning out? I mused over burning bright, energy, like when a light bulb is plugged into its source, and I finally landed on the word fuel. The opposite of burnout for me is being fueled for the tasks at hand. Whether you're a college student, a soccer mom, a CEO in the boardroom, or even in ministry, you have to stay fueled in order to keep from being sidelined by burnout. One of the Webster definitions that led me to this word was the definition for burnout as when a jet or engine stops working because there's no more fuel available. How many times I have been there myself and how passionate I am to make sure I don't return. I wonder who's listening to this, who's running on fumes or already out of the much needed fuel to keep going. Oh, I welcome you. I wish we were sitting at Starbucks having this conversation. If we were face to face, I'd ask you to do this short exercise with me. I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. I want you to envision what comes to mind when you hear these words. Ebb and flow, give and take. Pour and fill, expand and contract. Now open your eyes. What object did you envision? If you were sitting here with me now, you would see me holding a large rubber band, expanding it and contracting it to illustrate the rhythm of flexibility that God has woven into each of our lives. There are times when our lives will be like that stretched out rubber band, full to the brim. There are seasons like when you're in grad school, welcoming a newborn, working on that long-term project at work, or even sitting every weekend in the stands of a football stadium to cheer on your child. The problem isn't that we have expanded seasons of our life stretched to the limit. The problem is when we don't allow them to contract again after the expanded season. You see, we do graduate with that degree. The baby does sleep through the night. The project gets completed and the football season ends. No, the problem is when we stay expanded, not allowing for our rubber band to contract. What happens if a rubber band stays expanded over a long time? It breaks, and eventually so do we. If you're in one of those overly expanded seasons, then I'm not here to beat you up. One of the biggest lies I believed about burnout and balance is that you had to have a perfectly balanced life all the time. My aha moment is to learn to live appropriately in expanded seasons, but then recuperate and recalibrate immediately after letting them contract again. I confess that I tricked myself into believing that since I ran at that expanded pace for a season, that I'd be more productive and frankly more efficient if I continued at that pace. Just because I can doesn't mean I should. So let's look at three ways to avoid burning out. There are three simple words that begin with the letter S. Spill, self, and season. Spill, we'll discuss the concept of spilling over versus pouring out. Self will rewire our thought process that taking care of yourself is called self-care, not selfish. And then season. Identifying God-ordained seasons in our lives will help us focus on the now and keep from trying to do it all. So let's start with spilling over versus pouring out. One of the ways I've tripped into burnout is the misguided belief that I needed to completely empty myself on behalf of whatever situation I'm involved with. That could be, for instance, pouring myself as a mom, raising my kids, leaving nothing left beyond being a mom. Pouring myself into working late hours at my job, completing project after project. Pouring myself out to the point of empty may appear noble, but it actually leads to burnout. I want you to consider, rather than poured out, the concept of spilling over. Just like our fuel tank gets dangerous when it's completely empty, so do our lives. I need to make sure that I keep filled so that instead of pouring out, I'm spilling over. There's a lot of different places I need filled in my life. The first crucial area I need to stay fueled and filled is in my relationship with God. I need to fill up on Him in studying His Word, prayer, worship, meditation so consistently that everywhere I go, Jesus spills over onto others. Envision a bucket filled to the brim and you carrying it across the room. As you walk, water spills out onto everything in its path because it's so full. The same is true when I'm filled up with God. When I'm filled, I spill Him over in good situations and those pesky bad ones, like traffic delays, grumpy coworkers, or even really, really bad customer service exchanges when I'm tempted to, you know, lose my cool. I'm filled with God's Word, so it spills over into direction for my life, in my decisions, my conversations, the words I use, and even my thought life. Another area I need to spill over is my health. I need to be so filled with the way I take care of myself, eating, exercise, and rest, that I spill health over onto others, emotional health and physical health. When I'm sleep deprived, slothful with my exercise or eating junk food all the time, I'm depleted, I'm empty, and my reactions become cranky, emotional, and can even lead to depression. However, when I allow myself to be filled with healthy habits that I need, I spill over with healthy and appropriate responses. Another thing that I need to do to actually become so full that I spill over is personal renewal. There are certain things that each of us needs to do consistently to renew. Now, for some, it's 18 holes of golf. For others, it's a monthly getaway with a few special girlfriends. Still, others can renew simply by cocooning alone for an hour on a Saturday with a good book. The fact is that when we create the time needed to renew from the inside out, we spill over that renewal on others. Instead of short and grumpy quips, we find the refreshment we have permitted ourselves is spilled over into our conversations, our words, our body language, and even our ability to serve others. This spillover doesn't have to be a month-long vacation to focus on Jesus' health and renewal. Actually, the only way to spill over is to adjust small actions over time. Every day, it's a choice to absorb Jesus, exercise, choose salads instead of pizza, and pause long enough to read in the sunshine. There's a saying that says, we are what we repeatedly do. If I want to be filled to the brim, overflowing with grace and joy in all I do, then I need to choose to invest in the things that fill me. In order to keep from completely emptying to the point of burnout, I need to leave capacity. I need to leave buffer in my life. I need white space to remain full. There's a Bible verse, Leviticus 19:9, that says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Now, I know this verse in context is about leaving gleanings for the poor so they can collect from the field back in the Old Testament. But what if we applied this same concept to our lives? Instead of completely pouring out, leaving nothing left in the edges of our lives, what if we left something around the edges of our lives? Something, a little bit of extra energy, a little bit of extra time, so that we have all that we need when we need it. We can respond to interruptions more graciously. We can respond to unexpected circumstances, and we can live in a more contented pace rather than a chaotic pace. So here's some questions to ponder when you think about the word spill. What are you doing in your life right now to spill over God, health, and renewal? Give yourself permission to fill with these things to take yourself from empty to fueled. Okay, so that's the first S word, spill. The second S word is self, or more importantly, self-care versus selfish. Sometimes women especially feel like they're being selfish if they actually focus on what they need to sustain a healthy pace in their life over the long haul. We believe the lie that says we can do it all and be all things to all people. Even in the Christian world, it seems ungodly to set boundaries or put caring for yourself daily before serving others. As I've observed myself and many, many other women I encounter every day, our lack of self-care leads us to wear busy as a badge, as if we're proud of it, as if we're nothing if we're not busy, or put exhaustion as a trophy on our mantles. It's almost as if we actually get 8 hours of sleep, we're perceived without purpose or slothful or even lazy. The words self-care, self-leadership, and self-control are not selfish. They create capacity for us to sustain and maintain this crazy life over the long haul. In studying burnout, I ran into this interesting commentary by Peter Drucker. He writes this: in a few hundred years, when the history of our time will be written from a long-term perspective, it is likely that the most important historians will not write about social media and technology, but will write that for the first time, rapidly growing numbers of people have choices. For the first time, they will have to manage themselves, and society is totally unprepared for it. Combating burnout is about managing yourself. It's about self-leadership. It's about self-care. Now, the first place I want to look at this concept is in the passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27. It reads this: "Don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should." That's a great view of our life being that race that's set before us, and we have to guard our lives. We have to guard that race and run in such a way to win. And that the word I love in this passage, in two times it mentions the word discipline. That word discipline literally means to exercise self-control. It sounds like self-care and self-leadership, doesn't it? Therein lies the secret, I believe, to avoiding burnout, is we have to exercise self-control and self-care. Matthew 11:30 says this. Jesus is talking here, and he says, "For my way of carrying a load is easy, and my load is not heavy." When we focus on spilling over God and investing time in our relationship with God, he will help us identify what our loads are. And then we have to be careful to carry only the loads. That's part of self-care, only the loads that God wants us to carry. Jesus will help us carry our loads, but not our self-induced overloads. Any air traveler will tell you, in case of emergency, the oxygen mask will drop. And then they say, "Please put your own mask on before assisting those around you." What a lovely image of self-care. We must reject the lie that taking care of yourself is selfish and take up the routines necessary to exercise self-care in order to run that race set before us with endurance. Though it sounds like an oxymoron, you will actually have more capacity to serve and give to others if you make small changes to care for yourself well. So here's a question to ponder around self. What are some things that you need to do to care for yourself? For instance, how much sleep do you need, not how much can you get by on? What is one thing that you need to stop doing so that you can begin doing something to take care of yourself? Think about stop doing so much Facebook and start exercising. Think about stop being the PTA mom for the fourth year in a row to start attending a book club or a Bible study. And then reflect on what God has called you to do rather than what others would like you to do. Ask God if there's anything you're currently doing that's outside of his best for you, or that you're doing simply to please others and not necessarily please him. And then ask God for the courage to lay that thing down, to practice self-care. It's not selfish. So we talked about spilling over, and we talked about self-care. Now, number three, the third way to avoid burnout is our season. Did you know that just like the milk in your refrigerator, we have time-stamped seasons in our lives? When you pull that milk out, if that time stamp date has expired already, you can't use the milk. And the same is true with the time stamp season in our lives. If we miss them, there's a strong chance we won't get them back because we missed that timing. I love two verses in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 and 11, that talk about this time. "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." And 11 says, "Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time." And then I also love Ephesians 5:15, that as I think about the seasons of my life, it reminds me, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." Ladies, there's an opportunity waiting for you in those time stamp seasons. So let's talk about just a couple of them. First, perhaps you're in a time season of having little people, little hands in your home, a newborn or a toddler. Well, that child will eventually go to kindergarten. I promise you they will. But what adjustments do you have to make based on this time stamp season? Maybe it's your career. Maybe you have been given an opportunity for promotion, but it requires more travel or more schooling. And that time stamp season is necessary for you to focus on that, saying no to other things so that opportunity doesn't go away. Maybe it's high school graduation. I have a dear friend whose son is a senior, just started his senior year. And she said the other day that he is having his last first day of school for high school. And there's so many things that she wants to focus on to make the most of every opportunity in that senior year. When he's in college, she'll be able to take on more, but that's a time-stamped season. Another one for me is my aging parents. I know it's a time-stamped season. I want to carve out time to on Friday nights to have dinner with them, to really spend time with them. I won't always be able to do that. See, we don't stumble into our best life. I think we choose our way into it. And our choices are a major contributor to our level of burnout and stress that we feel. We need to filter our choices through our time stamp seasons. So say this to yourself. It's not no forever. It's just no for now. We have freedom when we limit ourselves to enjoy those time stamp seasons of our lives. So, regarding seasons, here's some questions to ponder. What do you need to let go of for a season? Think through the seasons in your life that are time stamped. Write them down. Speak them out loud. Tell them to somebody. Put them front and center so you don't forget them, because life is going to come at you really fast. And if you're not careful, you're going to miss that time stamp season. And then also, regarding a time stamp season, change your thought life to from I have to do this to I get to. I have to rock my baby to I get to rock my baby. I have to attend grad school to I get to. It's a privilege to participate in the time stamp seasons that God puts in our lives. Okay, so as you ponder your three S's to avoid burnout, spilling over, self-care, and seasons, how can you make adjustments to keep yourself fueled? Remember, small adjustments over time, they lead to big changes, and those big changes will keep us fueled and keep us from burning out. I want to close with a verse, 2 Timothy 2:6 through 8. It says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Fan into flame. Each part of this podcast is represented as a gift from God. The ability to spill over, only God can fill us. He's placed gifts within us. The ability to self-lead and take care of ourselves is a gift from God. He wants us to guard that gift and fan it into flame so that we can serve a hurting and dying world. The seasons that God has given us, they're a gift. He wants us to fan that into flame. Well, when I studied the words fan into flame in 2 Timothy 2, it literally means to kindle anew or kindle afresh. What a perfect translation to focus on as we think about burning out. The opposite of that is kindling anew. When I was a little girl, our Friday nights, our family would have a fire. We had a wood-burning fireplace. It was legit, not like the little ceramic logs that we have now that we just light with a switch, but a wood-burning fireplace. And I remember sitting in front of that fireplace and watching a blazing, beautiful fire just roar in front of me. It's just such a special memory. But on Saturday morning, I would look at that same fireplace, and that burning fire had turned into sooty, burned up ashes, burned out and burned up. My mom would take and clean out that fireplace on Saturday mornings, and I would see her scrape those dry, sooty, burned out ashes onto a brown paper grocery bag. If she wasn't careful, hidden and buried in the midst of those ashes was one burning ember. And I remember how she would teach me that you could take that burning ember and put it back on a fresh log in the fireplace and just simply put some fresh kindling around it and blow carefully on it. And that dry, sooted burning ember that was buried in burnout could come alive again into a roaring fire. Ladies, I promise you that God, no matter how burnout you feel, God is leaving a burning ember inside of you, and He wants you to do the work necessary to help Him turn it back into a roaring fire. You may need to have some hard conversations with people. You may need to go to counseling. You may need to just make sure you get really good at the three S's that we talked about, spilling over, being self-care versus selfish, and then the seasons of life. But the Holy Spirit will blow fresh wind on that burned out parts of your life, and that burning ember, that one burning ember that remains in you, will soon turn into a roaring fire, putting Him on display and giving you the fuel you need to run your race with endurance. So keep burning bright. Thanks for joining me today. Again, my name is Lisa Allen. It was a pleasure to be with you.